Welcome to Earth First Radio News, your source for information about the direct action environmental movement. Saving wild places, plants, and animals takes your help, so please have a pencil or pen and some recycled paper handy to jot down the contact information we try to include with every story. You really can make a difference, so write, call, or defend your local wilderness today. Now, here's the news. Fee Demo Day of Action, June 15th. For the past 100 years, our nation's public lands have been managed so as to maximize the commodity value that could be extracted from them. Today, a major shift in federal land management policy is being developed and implemented. Instead of extracting commodities from nature, nature itself is being converted into a commodity to be repackaged, marketed, and sold in the form of value-added recreation products. The Recreation Fee Demonstration Program, also known as Fee Demo, was authorized by a rider to the Omnibus Appropriations Act of 1996. The Fee Demo was to be a three-year experiment to demonstrate the feasibility of user-generated cost recovery for the operation and maintenance of recreation areas or sites on public lands, and basically consists of a parking permit. If you park in a fee demonstration area without a parking permit, you can be ticketed and fined. Extended until September 30, 2001 by a rider to the 1997's Interior Appropriations Bill, and extended again into September 30, 2002 as yet another rider, the Fee Demo Program has met with support from public lands agencies and congressional committees. Bipartisan legislation, H.R. 786, was introduced in 1999 to terminate the U.S. Forest Service's participation in Fee Demo. Many National Forest user groups, notably the Sierra Club, oppose Fee Demo because they expect it will lead to increased commercialization, privatization, and motorization of America's public lands. The U.S. Forest Service has requested legislation to make Fee Demo permanent this year, a step which would remove the present cap of 100 test sites on national forests. The Bush administration is seeking to further extend the scope of this program with additional legislation. After a decade of gradually diminishing federal appropriations for recreation, the U.S. Forest Service sees Fee Demo as the only source of funding by which they can keep recreation sites open to the public. In the words of Scott Silver, Executive Director of Wild Wilderness, "It used to be that I loved to stop my car anywhere and everywhere, wherever I saw something interesting along the way. I'd pull to the side of the road, get out, and explore. I lived for these experiences. Today, when I drive, I'm in a dark and angry tunnel, a tunnel created by Fee Demo. A tunnel through which I drive, only peeking at the scenery, knowing that I may not get out of my car and stop to investigate because I refuse to purchase a recreational pass and because I will receive a ticket if I enter the forest without that pass. Being denied access to public lands has turned me into someone who has no choice other than to try and find substitute experiences. Today I am a prisoner, and it is Fee Demo that has imprisoned me. What disgusts me more than anything about the new recreation agenda is having some bureaucrat or having some private recreation tourism industry prepare a recreational experience for me to purchase and consume." 5 years ago, opposition to the Recreation Fee Demonstration Program consisted of a handful of individuals. Today, opposition to this contentious program involves over 230 organizations and comes from millions of Americans. But despite this, the few but powerful proponents of recreation user fees still hold an inside track. The American Recreation Coalition and their allies within Congress are still successfully advancing their anti-democratic pay-to-play agenda. That being the case, we have no option other than to take control of the issue and to convince Congress and the media to acknowledge that the American people oppose Fee Demo. We do not want this program to be permanently authorized. We do not want our public lands commercialized, privatized, and overdeveloped. Instead, we want public lands to be adequately funded with public dollars and for the use of those lands to always remain a public good that all Americans are free to enjoy. To accomplish this, we will be staging the biggest, best, and most successful Fee Demo National Day of Action yet. Please commit to organizing or participating in a local protest on June 15th. To get involved with the 2002 Fee Demo National Day of Action, please contact Scott Silver, 541-385-5261. That's 541-385-5261. Or send email to ssilver@wildwilderness.org. That's ssilver@wildwilderness.org. Or visit their webpage at www.wildwilderness.org. Well, that's the news for today. If you have information for Earth First Radio News, please send it to cruiseef@cruiseio.com. You can find archived shows at www.radioforall.net and santacruz.indymedia.org. I'm Uncle Dennis. Thank you for listening to Earth First Radio News. So come on, boys, it's a